BBC Radio 3, it's 11 o'clock, and now World on 3 with Lopa Kotari.
I like to smoke my own corn pipe. I can chew tobacco mostly any old time. Stop a dang, dang, chew tobacco, to gang. Dang, dang, chew tobacco, the gang. Chew tobacco, right? If you never chewed in your life before, said, oh, why don't you try it and you show one more? Dang, dang, chew tobacco, the gang. Chew tobacco, right? Dang, dang, chew tobacco, the gang. Dang, dang, chew tobacco, right? In a cuspidor. Dang, dang, chew tobacco, the gang. Chew tobacco, right? Dang, dang, chew tobacco, the gang. Dang, 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 chew tobacco, right? Take a big plug, you bite off the end, then you let it drip down on your chin. Dang, dang, chew tobacco, the gang. Chew tobacco, right? Dang, dang, chew tobacco, the gang. Dang, dang, chew tobacco, right? Ooh, ooh, man, that's what I'm talking about right there, buddy. If you chew tobacco, don't spit on the floor. Expect to rain in a cuspidor. Dang, dang, chew tobacco, the gang. Chew tobacco, right? Dang, dang, chew tobacco, the gang. Chew tobacco, chew tobacco, right? Cigarette. I can chew tobacco mostly any old time. Dang, dang, chew tobacco, the gang. Chew tobacco, right? Dang, dang, chew tobacco, the gang. For diggy, diggy, chew tobacco, right?
Wholesome fun. My guests in session, Woody Pines, opening the programme tonight with a song extolling the joys of chewing tobacco. And so to my guests on tonight's programme, Woody Pines and his quartet came into the studio a few weeks ago in between gigs on their hectic tour of the UK and Ireland. In fact, at this very moment, they're probably packing up their kit and on their way from Tobermory on the Isle of Mull to Inverness. Anyway, they started with a song called Satisfied and then got to talking about themselves and their music. Here they are.
By the high lonesome hill, the crow by day, by night, the whippoorwill. I used to live in the country by the high lonesome hill, the crow by day, by night, the whippoorwill. Cause I'm satisfied, tickled too, just to be with you, said the little red hen. Gonna come around the chicken shack like you used to. Said the little red hen to the little red rooster. You don't come around the chicken shack like you used to. Why is that, buddy? Won't see you around no more. Cause I'm satisfied, tickled too, just to be with you. You're my baby, you're the one. You can throw your arms around me like a circle round the sun. You're my baby and you're the one. You can throw your arms around me, circle round the sun. Cause I'm satisfied, tickled too, just to be with you. I'm gone downtown with my hat caved in. I'm coming back home, pockets full of tin. I'm going downtown with my hat caved in. I'm coming back home, pockets full of tin. Cause I'm satisfied, tickled too, just to be with you.
I was born in northern New England, way out in the sticks, up in the northern part of the Appalachian Mountains, and my music comes from all over, really. When I left high school, I went out to the West Coast and joined a jug band and learned a bunch of songs out there, and then moved to New Orleans for 4 years, and that was a huge influence. So it's not real regional, but it's just from everywhere, including Memphis, and then the mountain music out of North Carolina was a big influence too, and that's where I currently live. Jug band music is basically jazz music played on homemade instruments, including the washboard, which we have a washboard, and a big beer jug would be played over the top to sound like a bass, and kazoos. Instead of horns, they'd use kazoos, which I'm not sure where the kazoo came from. I know that before plastic, they used a skin diaphragm in there, and you can find some old records of kazoo bands, like 9-piece kazoo bands. Incredible stuff. The next song we're going to play is Treat You Right, and we do a lot of driving. Been on tour for probably a year and a half, 240 dates, and we listen to a lot of radio, and we're driving around the desert trying to get to a gig, and the song came across the airwaves. And we all kind of sat up and listened to it and pulled our guitars out and tried to learn it. And if you ever listen to AM radio, it's always fading out. And it faded out before we could actually learn the whole song. So we ended up writing the second half to it and came up with this song.
One, two, three. Georgia, on a tram road, to getting muddy and the leaves are getting damp now. Gonna treat you right, and I may be right and I may be wrong, sure gonna miss you when you're gone now. Gonna treat you right, and I never can forget the day my poor baby, she went away. But you better believe her, she'll lead you there, she will guide you. Never can forget the day my poor baby, she went away. But you better believe her, she'll lead you right. She will guide you through the light. Mm-hmm.
Georgia on a tram. Roads are getting muddy and the leaves are getting damp now. Gonna treat you right, and I may be right and I may be wrong, so gonna miss me when you're gone now. Gonna treat you right, and I never can forget the day my poor baby, she went away. But you better believe her, she'll lead you there. She will guide you through the air. She will guide you through the air. She will guide you through the air.
Treat you right. More from that session with Woody Pines and the Boys in about half an hour. Back to my guests, Woody Pines and his band, who started out as buskers on the streets of New Orleans. Here they are with a song called Ham and Eggs.
One, two, three. Pork and beans. Would have had more, man, but the cook was so mean. I said, you gotta roll, roll in a hurry, hurry, hurry. You gotta make it on the side of the road. And if I had known that the captain was high, would have gone down, man, to the by and by. I said, you gotta roll. How you want your eggs cooked, buddy? Never had to know that the captain was mean. When I gone down, down to New Orleans, said you gotta roll, roll. Sunny side up, poached. One of my eggs, but I want them eggs. Ham and eggs, pork and beans. But I had more, but the cook was so mean. Said you gotta roll, roll in a hurry, hurry, hurry. You gotta make it on the side of the road. You gotta make it on the side of the road.
Well, when you play on the street, you really know right away what works and what doesn't work. You're trying to catch people on the way. They're on the way to dinner, on the way home, and you have about a 5-second attention span to work with. And you really learn, like, certain phrases will grab people, and other phrases people will just keep walking. And you kind of, you're judging the crowd the whole time. You're watching their eyes, where they look, who they're listening to. So it's a huge, it's a great education. A lot of times, like on stage, you can't even see the audience because the lights are shining on your face. So, and you know right away if it works, well, someone will come up and buy a CD or tip you, and that's great. That means that you kind of reach somebody. I mean, everyone knows it's polite. You need to kind of clap at a show, but on the street, you can walk off. I mean, you don't have to sit there. In fact, you're probably, your parking meter is probably up, and you're keeping someone past their, you know, getting a parking ticket. If you're good enough, hopefully they'll get some parking tickets. Let's do that Counting Alligators song. What do you say? Well, about 2 or 3 times of the year, we head down to Louisiana. We have a lot of friends down there, and we go to the really good festival, the Black Pot Festival, which is a gumbo cook-off. And this song's just about driving down there and our experiences hunting alligators and looking for lost relics of music and eating some good gumbo.
Driving Highway 10, look for the Cajun Queen.
driving highway 10 for the Cajun Queen. Professor Longhead and Dr. John in a truck, stopping Lafayette for some Cajun duck. Driving highway 10 for the Cajun Queen. Down to Louisiana for the Mardi Gras. Down to Louisiana for the Mardi Gras. Halfway through Mississippi, hope I don't get stuck. Throw me something, mister, could you pass the buck? Down to Louisiana for the Mardi Gras. Cypress knee. Guess I'm kneeling down to pray. I'm a cypress knee. I see my Uncle Ricky in his pick-em-up truck. Seems a little down on his Louisiana love. Kneeling down to pray. I'm a cypress knee. Oh, hey, Zach, man, you remember last year, buddy? We're gonna head down to old Louisiana for Mardi Gras. We're in Memphis, Tennessee, and we realized it was only a 9-hour drive down to New Orleans. We say 9 hours, that ain't bad, buddy. Let's do it. What do you say? Of course, we didn't want to take that main road. We want to take that back road, Highway 61, home of the blues. And that's what we did. We're driving around through Clarksdale, Mississippi, south of Clarksdale, about 15 miles, and we heard this strange sound coming out of our car, buddy. I say, hey, Lion, man.
Yeah, man.
Tell me, please tell me you got gas back in Memphis.
Well, I did, but not the kind you want.
Oh. Zach, did you get gas, buddy? There's only one thing you can do when you run out of gas. 15 miles south of Clarksdale, Mississippi, as you grab your bass, your washboard, your guitar, and you start hiking back to Clarksdale, and that's what we did. It's real quiet out there on that old desert, but I tell you. And way off in the distance, we heard this sound coming from a mess of shacks by the side of the road. Sound a lot like Zach's bass over there, man. Hey, Zach, can you hear that thumping, man? We gotta find out what that is. We quickly forgot about that gas and started walking towards those shacks. And the thumping got louder and 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 louder. We came up to the porch on the shacks. The place was jumping, man, I tell you. We gave three loud raps on that door. Open the door. We'll be counting alligators this time next spring. We'll be counting alligators this time next spring. Halfway to Mississippi, hope I don't get stuck. Throw me something, mister, could you pass the buck? Counting alligators this time next spring.
Eating Good Gumbo and a song called Counting Crocodiles, Woody Pines Quartet with Woody on guitar, harmonica and vocals, Jack Posibantuk on double bass, Leon Grolty on lead guitar, clarinet and harmonies, and finally Felix Hatfield on that classic instrument, the washboard and banjo. They still have about a week of gigs to do, mainly in Scotland, I believe. You can click on the link we've put up on the World on 3 page for more details.